AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As the closing bell sounds on Wall Street, it was another volatile week with big losses at the close across the board. Inflation was a factor. Retail sales were flat last month.
The Commerce Department says the pace of sales at U.S. retailers was unchanged last month from August. For many Americans, the rising cost of rent and food reduced the amount of money available for other purchases. Sales at grocery stores increased 0.4%, helped by rising food prices. But sales at auto dealers fell 0.4% in September, while business at consumer electronics and appliance stores dropped nearly 1%. Overall spending has slowed and shifted increasingly toward necessities such as food. I'm Mike Hempen.
A federal judge ruled DACA, the current version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, can continue at least temporarily with limitations. His family says actor Robbie Coltrane has died. He's best known for playing the giant Hagrid in the Harry Potter movies. In a 2004 interview, Coltrane said he got good advice from Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling on how to play Hagrid.
She said, imagine a West Country Hell's Angel who comes into the pub and everybody parts like the Red Sea. And when he gets to the bar, he discusses the flowers in his garden with the barman.
Robbie Coltrane was 72. Climate protesters threw soup over Vincent van Gogh's painting Sunflowers in London's National Gallery to protest fossil fuel extraction.
The cost of living crisis is part of the cost of oil crisis. Fuel is unaffordable to millions of cold, hungry families. They can't even afford to heat a tin of soup.
No damage was reported to the glass-covered painting. This is AP News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his new mobilization of troops to Ukraine will be completed in 2 weeks.
Putin's told reporters after attending a summit in Kazakhstan that 222,000 of the 300,000 reservists the Russian Defense Ministry said would get called up have been mobilized. A total of 33,000 of them are already in military units, he says, and 16,000 are involved in the military operation in Ukraine. The call-up, announced by Putin in September, has proved hugely unpopular in Russia, where almost all men under the age of 65 are registered as reservists. Russian media have described attempts to round up men without relevant experience. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia has promised free accommodation to residents of Ukraine's partially occupied Kherson region who want to evacuate to Russia, a sign Ukrainian military gains are worrying the Kremlin. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.